Tom Peeling is a collector and dealer from West Palm Beach, Florida.
There's just a myriad of things that people collect and can collect. In this hobby, I have, 1,200 Theodore Roosevelt items, and I've already picked up four more at this show that I don't have, and there's a lot more that my budget won't allow me to pick up. So it's an infinite number of things.
And fans of political memorabilia don't limit themselves to winners. Failed presidential candidates George McGovern and Barry Goldwater are popular with collectors, in some part because items can be hard to find. It was easy for people to throw out things associated with a losing candidate. Some collectors specialize in certain areas, the women's suffrage movement or the mid-19th century, for example. But they are all historians and can tell great stories of what an item means and how it came about. Roger Lowenstein is from Los Angeles.
We look at these pieces of Americana as not just something to throw in a drawer, but to actually symbolize a political action that someone has taken. You put a button on your body, you're saying, this is what I stand for, this is what I believe in.
Ronnie Lipinski-Sachs is from Maryland and calls her fellow collectors custodians of history.
We're only custodians for a short period of time, but history is long, and so that's what's really important.
There is plenty of political memorabilia for sale for as little as a dollar, but some items go well above $10,000. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.